The minstrel in the gallery looked down upon the smiling faces. He met the gazes, observed the spaces between the old men's cackle. He brewed a song of love and hatred, a bleak suggestions, and he waited. He polarized the pumpkin eaters, static humming panel beaters, freshly dangling factory cheaters, salaried and collar scrubbing. He titillated men of action, belly warming and still rubbing on the parts they never mentioned. He pacified the nappy suffering, infants bleating, one-line jokers, TV documentary makers, overfed and undertakers, Sunday paper backgammon players, family scars and women haters. Then he called